We have a problem in this country of our agricultural production has depended on workers who are in some ways not fully free.
Como los esclavos en antes, pero no le están haciendo como los esclavos, pero entre ellos mismos están haciendo lo mismo.
In recent years, a massive scheme to traffic and exploit vulnerable workers has taken shape in the U.S.
Estábamos viendo cerca de 200 personas ahí en esos cuartos. Prácticamente tienen tu vida como secuestrada, no sé, se siente uno así.
Corporations are bringing in hundreds of thousands of temporary workers who have few rights and little recourse when their employers break the law.
And this is the legal pathway to working in the United States.
So how did we end up with a system like this?
The Republican Party, and let's be honest, parts of the Democratic Party are captured by these corporate agricultural interests. No other industry would get away with this.
What we discovered on a trip to Washington State and California revealed how a visa for workers who are trying to play by the book became a legal loophole for corporations to perpetrate some of the worst types of labor abuses. And how companies are not only getting away with this, but are quietly scheming to make it even worse.
Desde pequeño soñaba yo con venir a Estados Unidos. Soy ciudadano americano. Todos mis hijos nacidos en este lindo estado de Sunnyside, Washington.
Sunnyside is an agricultural town in eastern Washington. Farm workers from Mexico started moving here after World War II. Generations later, families like Crisanto Serrano's are the bedrock of the agricultural workforce. Crisanto's worked on farms here for the past 40 years, at least until last summer.
Fui en enero de este año para meter la aplicación para ver si me podían llamar a trabajar y pues mi aplicación fue anulada, no me hablaron, no me solicitaron.
Crisanto lost his job at a mushroom farm, but not because the company didn't have enough work.
He salido a buscar trabajos y no he podido encontrar. Pero ahorita, si vas a ranchos, tienen puro contratado.
The contracted workers Crisanto is talking about are migrant workers who are brought to the U.S. on temporary work permits known as H-2A visas.
For the first many years of the program, it really wasn't used very much.
But in just the past decade, it's more than tripled in size. The H-2A program is supposed to be a legal way for workers to come to the U.S. But what happens in practice is very different.
Their employer essentially owns and controls their immigration status, which means their ability to be in the United States and to work and earn money. That has led to many cases of forced labor and human trafficking and serious abuses of H-2A workers.
But workers who speak out can face tremendous risks, including deportation. So it's rare to get an in-depth account of what exactly workers are dealing with.
We are on our way to meet Frank. He was an H-2A worker for several years out in Connecticut, but he now lives in Southern California. So we're going to meet him at the motel where he's been staying.
Así vivíamos cuando trabajaba para Manzana, todo amontonado.
Frank Javier Zavala Martinez was recruited to work in the U.S. by a company called Manzana. He began the long journey from Mexico to Connecticut in 2021. When he got there, he found out he'd be staying here, a labor camp with 200 workers who slept on bunk beds separated by garbage bags or on air mattresses when there weren't enough beds. Frank raised his concerns to his supervisor.
Le dije a Luis, vive mucha gente aquí, y él luego me comentó, me dice, si te gusta, si no, puedes buscar donde vivir tú.
Frank worked up to 60 hours a week at Casertano Greenhouses, a plant nursery in Connecticut. There was no time off during holidays and no overtime pay.
At what point did you start to wonder if what Manzana was doing was illegal?
En el punto en que empezaron a cobrarnos el dinero por traernos. Y yo desde ahí empecé a notar que había cosas extrañas.
Frank had to take out a high-interest loan to cover his travel expenses, costs that should have been fully reimbursed by Manzana, but weren't. Then he was charged fees in order to be recruited back the following season, which is illegal for companies to do.
Si nosotros no dábamos esa parte de dinero, ya no regresábamos. Hubo compañeros que les tocó no dar esa parte y ya no regresaron a trabajar. Uno estaba pagando por trabajar, así principalmente.
In a 2020 report by the Centro de los Derechos del Migrante, a quarter of workers reported paying recruitment fees. More than 60% took out loans to come to the U.S. For Frank, these costs added up to thousands of dollars each season.
Did you feel like there was anyone that you could turn to for help?
Mire, desgraciadamente, no. No, y principalmente, no busqué una persona porque... como que tenemos prohibido acercarnos a las personas a platicar de nuestra situación. Yo les soy sincero, yo opté por quitarme la vida, porque yo no aguantaba la presión ya. La situación de sus necesidades pues lo va obligando a que usted aguante.
H2A workers come here, don't speak the language, don't know anybody here, and have paid recruitment fees, so they're basically indentured and afraid to leave their job and have very little recourse.
Even when workers do report labor violations, there are rarely investigations.
We looked at what the chance would be that any employer gets investigated in a given year, and it's far less than 1% of a chance that any farm employer will be investigated in a given year. So really, they can, for the most part, operate with impunity and not worry that the Labor Department is ever going to show up.
Despite evidence of widespread abuse of workers' rights, the H2A program is only continuing to grow. There were more than 380,000 H2A jobs in 2024. Almost 8 times as many as in 2005.
Very simply, the H2A program was set up as the idea being that it would supplement the workforce that exists, that if there was not a local American worker who could do the job, that there would be a labor source to fill that need.
Antonio de Luera Brust works with United Farm Workers, a union that organizes farm workers nationwide. We met up in Washington, where employers are increasingly turning to the H2A program over undocumented and citizen workers who have been here for decades.
One of the issues here is the H2A program has these rules that are supposed to protect local workers. But as we say in the UFW, there's one law on the books and there's another law on the fields.
Employers are legally obligated to hire U.S. workers first when they're available. But several workers we talked to said that's not what's happening.
Anunciaban en la radio cadena que ocupaban gente y un día yo le hablé al patrón, oye, está el anuncio que ocupan gente, que él me dijo, ya no agarres gente. Si había gente, no las agarraban. Estaban esperando a que llegaran los achidos. Y tenían el anuncio en el desempleo, según para cubrirse, que por falta de mano de obra, les dan el permiso para que traigan los achidos.
José Valencia is a U.S. citizen. He worked for the same farm for 45 years before he was laid off.
Simplemente así, nada más. Ya no le dan a los locales que van a, porque a esperar, ya van a llegar los H2. Y la gente está local aquí y no se los dan, so.
Even if employers get a number of applications from U.S. workers, what will happen is they can essentially ignore them and nobody's really checking.
Si llueve, o está muy frío, o está muy caliente, tenemos que parar. Y a ellos, ¿no? Ellos los traen como esclavos. No los dejamos a las leyes que ellos quieren. Esa es la razón de que están trayéndose, gente de allá.
In 2021, Ostrom, the company Crisanto worked for, started bringing in H2A workers and paying them more than local workers. So Crisanto and his co-workers contacted the United Farm Workers for help.
Pero en ese tiempo, la cuestión de que nos unimos a la unión, empezaron a despedir gente.
Eventually, the Washington Attorney General sued Ostrom and got the local workers the back pay they were owed.
Discriminating against U.S. residents and women.
But soon after, Ostrom was bought by a Canadian private equity firm and renamed Windmill Farms. And Windmill fired or pushed out dozens of workers who were involved in the union, including Crisanto.
Lo único que me dijo que ellos podían despedir a las personas cuando ellos quisieran, a la hora que ellos quisieran, y sin darte una sola explicación. Y resulta que entre todas las 35 personas que corrieron, todos eran con residencias y ciudadanos.
Ostrom was never supposed to be allowed to hire H2A workers because mushroom farming isn't temporary work. But despite these regulations, the company did it anyway.
que tienen que cumplir su contrato a la fuerza. O sea que si yo soy un contratado, tengo que estar como un preso.
Many growers, I think, have come to the conclusion that they would like their entire workforce to be H-2A. They don't want to have to deal with the messiness that comes with having to treat their workers as human beings.
For years, farm workers in Washington have spoken up about labor violations and organized to win better working conditions like the right to overtime pay. But now, with the pressure of a growing H-2A program and the threat of mass deportations, workers might be less inclined to stand up for their rights.
The U.S. in 2023 spent over $30 billion to do immigration enforcement. Compare that to all of the worker protection agencies that the U.S. government has combined, got $2.2 billion. That shows where our priorities are.
Already, the farm worker activist who helped win overtime pay in Washington was detained by ICE. Other workers are worried they could be next.
No sabemos qué va a pasar con nosotros. Mucha gente tiene miedo. A mí me han dado ganas de decir, ay, tirar la toalla y decir, okay, pues si no me quieren aquí, ahora sí, ya me voy. Pero mis hijos, tenemos hijos. Es como quitarles oportunidad. Ellos que nacieron aquí, seguimos luchando y estamos echándole ganas.
One of the great ironies of this moment is that Trump's mass deportation threats are being very cynically used by some growers to push for expansion of the H-2A program.
The American Farm Bureau, one of the largest agricultural lobbying groups, has long advocated for expanding the H-2A program. If the Trump administration comes after undocumented farm workers, this could become a reality.
Si usted deporta a esta gente, ¿quién haría ese trabajo?
The problem we have is we had people coming in under my administration, and they were coming in legally. They were coming in through a system that we had, which was great.
Trump came into office the first time around critiquing work visas, saying he was going to fix them, saying they were a problem for American workers. He took a number of measures to crack down on certain immigration pathways, but namely just the ones that led to a green card and permanent residence. But when it came to work visas, the numbers kept growing, basically exponentially.
Now, Trump has insinuated that undocumented farm workers should leave the U.S. voluntarily and come back as guest workers.
They'll go out, they're going to come back as legal workers, okay?
No worker wants to say that they want to break the law. They'd rather come in lawfully. But when you look at it from you know, just in policy terms, what the outcomes are, you know, the undocumented workers are better off in many cases than workers with visas.
The reality is that this quote-unquote legal H-2A system is filled with illegal behavior. It's just that employers are the ones breaking the law.
There's a very nightmarish vision of the agricultural economy that effectively sees the entire labor force being composed of guest workers who are permanently excluded from citizenship, who are denied basic labor rights. And I think they see this moment as an opportunity to get closer to that.
The farm industry is one of the biggest recipients of government aid, basically corporate welfare. They account for about 1% of GDP, but they're about a quarter of all government subsidies. And so they're getting public money. They should be required and have a responsibility to have high standards for their workers.
With an expanded H-2A program, companies could continue their race to the bottom, replacing workers who speak out with those who have little choice but to stay silent.
Hola, hija.
Despite facing tremendous risks, Frank found one avenue to advocate for himself and his coworkers.
Nosotros acostumbrábamos a ir siempre los viernes a Walmart, al mandado, a surtir nuestra despensa. Y fuera de una iglesia, conocí una persona de nombre Juan.
Juan was a law student intern at Yale. He introduced Frank to a Yale law clinic, and with their help, Frank and his coworkers filed a class action lawsuit against Manzana. It's at least the third time in the past 8 years that Manzana has been sued for exploiting farm workers. The legal counsel for Casertano and Manzana told us in a statement that the companies deny the allegations and that the legal process will, quote, confirm that they are baseless.
No deseo ni ambiciono el dinero, porque pues dinero nunca lo he tenido, ni quiero tenerlo. Lo que sí deseo es que se terminen esos abusos. Y que se le dé un castigo a Manzana, ejemplar, para que entienda que las personas somos humanas y merecemos un trato humano, un trato digno.
But ultimately, it's not enough to rely on the justice system to punish companies after they've violated workers' rights. Ideally, better oversight and more enforcement would make it so employers don't break laws in the first place.
We now have about 650 wage and hour investigators to police a labor market of 165 million people. 650 investigators is a historic low for all, going back to the late 70s, all the numbers we have data for, it's a historic low. Now you have President Trump and Elon Musk with Doge going after every agency, and where are they gonna make cuts? Pretty sure they're gonna make cuts at the Labor Department, they're trying to. So to change the dynamic, we need massive investment in labor standards enforcement.
Another solution would be to crack down on the companies like Manzana that have repeatedly broken the law. One bill that was recently introduced in California would require foreign labor contractors to register with the state and face penalties if they charge workers illegal fees.
That way that keeps, you know, bad, known law-breaking employers out of the program, so that, you know, then the understaffed labor department doesn't have to be investigating all of these cases. It could serve as a model that other states could adopt, and eventually you'd hope that you'd have a federal version of that.
But true freedom for both H-2A and undocumented workers would require a legal status that doesn't depend on an employer and a pathway to citizenship.
Our view is that if our country needs you to come here and work because someone cannot do that job, then you should be afforded full membership of this society that has admitted it needs you.
I think this is something really simple and common sense. If these workers are coming back year after year, maybe after their third time coming in H-2A, allow them to apply for a green card on their own, you know, and reduce the amount of time that they're in this temporary indentured status by allowing them to move to a green card.
But immigration reform like this could take years, if not decades. Until then, the UFW has focused on organizing all workers, citizen, undocumented, and H-2A, to build power from the bottom up.
The vast majority of states in this country, 47 states in this country, farm workers do not have the right to unionize the way workers in other industries do. So one thing Washington can do is they can pass a law that gives farm workers the right to unionize in the state of Washington with a certification process.
En mi persona no quisiera que dejaran de traer gente porque son muy buenos trabajadores. He tenido compañeros que le echan muchas ganas, trabajan muy duro y lo hacen por necesidad también. Pero la misma necesidad tenemos nosotros.
At a certain point, we as a society need to decide, are we a free society? Really? Do we want our food, the food on our tables, to be harvested by people who are being denied their rights, by people who aren't free to leave? If we want things to be better for any group of workers, we need to make things better for every group of workers.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and if you have ideas for other stories you think we should cover, leave them in the comments.